From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting on the eve of his first address to the opening session of the UN General Assembly. President Donald Trump warned the U.S. could take additional measures to address Venezuela's long-standing economic and political crisis. The president met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the UN meeting.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering on the good people of that country.
Mr. Trump said people are starving and the South American country is collapsing. He called the situation completely unacceptable and said democracy must be restored. Earlier, Mr. Trump called for reform of the UN.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
He called for greater accountability, protection of whistleblowers, and a focus on results, not process. The U.S. currently provides nearly a quarter of the U.N. budget. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday said sexual abuse is a problem that plagues the entire United Nations, not just its peacekeeping operations.
Contrary to the information that are spreading that this is a question related to our peacekeeping operations, it's necessary to say that the majority of the cases of sexual exploitation and abuse are done by the civilian organizations of the United Nations and not in peacekeeping operations.
Hundreds of such allegations have surfaced to the UN over the past dozen years. The most high-profile charges related to 14 cases involving peacekeepers in Central African Republic. This is VOA News.